Chazor zeichen ish bach chesu shagam yom yuhinu b'sechus vachem daf lamed zayin. Perik b'shamei oimim perik revi. Zok the helig mishu b'siyata d'shmai b'shamei say. With regard to all kaparas whose blood is applied to the atzim is bech, if the claim made only one application of blood, the kapara is effective even though there should have been two applications. With regard to a chatas where four applications should have been made, the kapara is effective even if he only did two applications. But he'll say even a chatas which the claim did only one application brings the kapara. Based on the above, the mission says, if the claim did the first application properly and had it beyond its time intent during the second application, the carbon remains kosher and it brings its kapara. Also, if he had an intent for beyond his time during the first application and an intent for beyond his place during the second application, the carbon is considered to be pigle and would bring a chiyuv karas. Mishnah continues, with regard to kabbanos whose blood is applied to the inside of his back, if the kohen left out even one of the required applications, the carbon does not bring its kapara. Therefore, if he did all the applications properly except for one during which he had an intent for beyond his time or place, the carbon would be puzzle, but there would be no karas. Zokting Mar Brisa says, how do we know that for blood that's applied to the outside mizbech, even one application brings the kapara? The pasuk says, "V'dam zvachecha yishofech," which suggests that even one pouring brings kapara. Rekhmar, this pasuk is used by a different brisa to teach that all the blood left over in the kli sharis has to be poured on the base of the mizbech, on the yisoid, so it's not available to teach the ruling of our mishnah. And for the Gemara, the first brisa will learn its halacha regarding the leftover blood, as does Rebbe in a brisa from the extra word of badom in a pasuk. Rekhmar, but this pasuk is used by Rabbi Shmuel in a different brisa to teach that if blood that was supposed to be applied by throwing, meaning Zrika, but it was instead applied by pouring Shvicha, the Kain is Yoitza, so it's not available to teach the ruling of our Mishnah. And for the first Brisa would hold a Rabbi Akiva who doesn't agree with that ruling. Rekhmar, but this pasuk is used by Rabbi Shmuel in a different Brisa to teach that even a carbon Pesach and carbon Meiser must have their blood applied to the Mizbech, so it's not available to teach the ruling of our Mishnah. And for the first Brisa will learn this halacha regarding the Pesach and Meiser, Rabbi Yosi Aglili in a Brisa, who learns this halacha from the fact that the pasuk regarding Bechor says Domom and Chalbom in the plural rather than the singular. Rekhmar, how could Rabbi Shmuel use the pasuk of Adam's Vehecha Yishofech to teach the halacha of throwing being included in pouring, and the halacha of Pesach and Meister also? Heck, he learned both things from one pasuk. Gemara says that there are two Tanoim who argue as to what Rabbi Shmuel learned from that pasuk. For the Akhtimar, the pasuk regarding Bechor says in the plural form, Ubisaram yihi aloch, that the meats should belong to the Kohen. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the pasuk is only speaking of Bechor, but about three different types of animals, this makes sense. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, who says that the pasuk also refers to Pesach and Meiser, why would their meat go to a Kohen? The meat of a Pesach and a Meiser belong to the owners. And for the Akhtimar, the plural verbiage is referring to two types of Bechor, a Bechor without a mum and a Bechor with a mum. The pasuk teaches that the meat of both of these belong to the Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel would learn that the meat of a Baal mum belongs to the Kohen from the words Lecha yihiyah, written at the end of the pasuk. Shadakhtim, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says the pasuk of Bechor also speaks of Pesach and Meiser, we can interpret the words Kodesh Heim as teaching that the tmura of none of these three karbonos will be offered on the Mizbeach, which we find in other Mishnahs to be the correct ruling. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the pasuk only speaks of a Bechor, how does he know that the tmura of a Pesach and Meiser are not offered? And for the Gemara, Meiser is learned from Gzer Shav of Avara from Bechor, and Pesach is learned from the word Hu, written regarding a Pesach, which teaches that only it is offered, not its tmura. In fact, according to all the Tanoim quoted in the Brisa, they use the pasuk of Adam Zavchecha Yishofech for other drushes. How do they learn the halacha that for blood that's applied to the Atam Mizbech, even one application brings a kapara? And from there, they hold like Beis Hillel, who say that even a chatos, which gets only one application, will be valid, and they learn all the other kabbanas from chatos. Mishnah then said, the view of Beshami is based on the fact that the word karnois written is read in the plural form, is written three times, which brings a total of six corners. Four of them are needed to teach that placing the blood on the four corners is the preferred mitzvah. The remaining two are to teach that a minimum of two is absolutely necessary. Beis Hillel say, only one of these three are actually written in the plural, karnois with a vav. The other two are written in the singular, like karnas without the vav. This brings to a total of four corners. Three of them are needed to teach that placing the blood on the three corners is the preferred mitzvah. The remaining one teaches that the application to one corner is absolutely necessary. For the Akhtimara, why don't Beis Hillel say that all four are needed to teach the preferred method of the mitzvah and that no zrika is absolutely essential? Mar said, it can't be that kapar would take place without any application to the mizbeach. Another way to understand the basis of Beis Hillel is that since the words are as read tell of six corners, and the words as written tell of four corners, the Torah must be telling us to use a number in between. Therefore, we have a total of five corners. Four to teach the preferred method of doing the mitzvah, and one to teach that one zrika is absolutely essential. In fact, Mar Brisa regarding tefillin says, the psukim say letoitei afos three times, one's written in the plural, twice written in the singular, but all read in the plural, which teaches us that the tefillin must have four compartments based on the written form, the tefillin shel roish. Now, according to the answer that we just gave, we should say that the Torah means for us to use a number in between what's written, the suggested written form, and the suggested read form, and therefore tefillin should need five compartments. And for the Marbeis Hillel Rabbi Akiva, who learns the four compartments of the tefillin from the word toi tefois, with the word toi tat, meaning two in Kaspi, and the word fos, meaning two in African. fact, the Gemara, the Pesukim regarding Sukkah say Basukah is three times, once written in plural, twice written in singular, but all read in the plural, which again teach us that a Sukkah needs four walls. Again, according to the answer we just gave, we say that the Torah means for us to use a number in between what's suggested by the written form and that's suggested by the read form, and therefore Beis Hillel should hold that a Sukkah needs five walls. And for the Gemara regarding Sukkah, one mention is needed to teach the halacha of Sukkah itself. One is needed to teach the halacha of the Schach. That leaves only three mentions of Sukkah left. Halacha Mesh Messina teaches that one wall may be as small as a tefach. That leaves a total of two walls plus one tefach of a third wall as being necessary to make a sukkah kosher. Frekin Bar, one more time. The pasuk regarding a woman who gives birth to a girl says that she's tamei for shivuayim, 2 weeks. But it's written shivim, 70 days. Now, according to the answer we just gave, we should say we picked the number in between. And therefore, Beis Hillel should say that she's tamei for 42 days. And furthermore, the pasuk says that she is tamei kenidaso, like her nida tuma, which teaches that the word should be interpreted as referring to weeks, not days. Therefore, we understand it to mean she's tamei for 2 weeks and not 70 days or not 42 days.